You would probably never notice them, but in the hours after a major accident, alongside the emergency services, a chaplain will usually be hard at work. Recently, I became a volunteer at my nearby regional police headquarters and had the privilege of hearing a talk by a retired chaplain. He'd worked alongside the British Transport Police for many years and was on duty in Paddington in 1999 when the Ladbroke Grove train disaster happened. Even though the crash occurred a long time ago, the details were fresh in his mind, providing food and drink to the crews working around the clock or sitting silently with those who'd lost a loved one. Recalling the people he'd helped with those simple gestures still brought tears to his eyes in 2019. The Torah is comprised of many laws intended to guide and govern the relationship of care that we have with each other. Among them is the oft-repeated command to love the stranger. This refers to the person who isn't from our own tribe, but is a fellow human being to whom we can offer compassion. Whether it's at a hospital bedside, on a military base, at a police headquarters, or at the scene of a major incident, chaplains provide pastoral support to emergency workers, survivors, and family members, to people of all religions or none. The retired chaplain told us that after his experience at Ladbroke Grove, he was sent to several other rail disasters during his active career. But when he awoke on the morning of 5th October, he never imagined what lay ahead. It was his love for God and humanity that gave him the strength to console all those he met, despite the tragic circumstances. Eventually, he was granted a chief constable's commendation from the Prince of Wales. His very personal story taught me that it's possible to do small acts to help others in need, and that I too can be powerful without being superhuman.